You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. When the Pugsley Correctional Facility closed last year, the village of Kingsley lost more than 200 jobs. Now a medical marijuana company from Canada says it can replace about 100 of those jobs if it's allowed to build a production facility in the Kingsley Industry Park. Theracan says their facility would cover 100,000 square feet and would cost $20 million to build. Richard Goodman is president of U.S. operations for Theracan. He joins us today to talk about the company's plans. Mr. Goodman, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about how exactly this facility in Kingsley would operate.
It's pretty simple. What we're going to look to do is we raise all the capital. We take care of all the heavy lifting there. All the processes behind the scenes and the technology needed to run the proper facility, we install. Beyond that, we want to give locals and entrepreneurs the opportunity to participate in this new and emerging market.
So this would not be a retail facility. You would have local people who are cultivating marijuana working inside your facility, and you would supervise them?
Basically, what we'd be doing is facilitating them, acting as business coaches, planners, and guides.
What is the final product that would be produced at this facility, and who would it be sold to?
It's going to be sold to provisioning centers, as they're called in the legislation, which are basically dispensaries. We will not be doing business with anyone unless they have a license by the state.
Is it legal to sell your product outside of Michigan?
No, it is not.
How does Theracan make money from this arrangement?
How does Theracan make money? Well, number one, we're real estate investors, so we are going to lease these out to potential licensees. Number two, we are service providers, so whether they need a technology solution, consulting, or anything else above and beyond that, we're able to help them. Procurement of equipment, supplies. We've got our own Theracan air system, which is top of the line to make sure that your HVAC and antimicrobial needs are being met.
Why Kingsley?
Why Kingsley? Well, as you said in the intro there, it was very interesting to see what happened with Pugsley. It left a black hole for jobs. More importantly, before the crash, we noticed that there was a second water tower installed that was not going to use a sewer system in a huge industrial park. Geographically, it makes a lot of sense. Again, it's close to Traverse City. But more importantly, we honestly felt like we can have a good community impact.
Does Theracan operate any other facilities like this elsewhere?
We do. So typically it's for other clients. This will be the first time it's going to be a Theracan-owned facility, which we're very excited about as well, because now, again, we're able to showcase everything that we've been working on behind the scenes for most of our clients.
Let's talk about the law regarding marijuana. Michigan has a set of laws that are friendly to medical marijuana, but those laws are still evolving. Are you concerned about that?
Absolutely. We're always potentially leery of state and federal law. Now, the interesting part is our COO and founder, Chris Bolton, was formerly a prosecuting attorney. So we've got a unique advantage when it comes to that. That's where our entire system has been devised, found, is staying compliant. Another interesting part is he works very closely in Canada with the legislators there, has a playbook available to the entire state of Michigan as well to help us guide through these murky waters, let's say, because things are constantly changing and they're always confusing.
Meanwhile, federal law still considers marijuana an illegal drug. President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions have said recently that they intend to step up enforcement regarding recreational marijuana. Are you concerned about a crackdown coming from the federal government?
You know, typically I would say yes when we look at from a market perspective, but fortunately for Theracan, our business model is focused on medicinal components, and additional requirements in this industry is something that we feel our business model will actually improve from.
So what I'm hearing from that is this is strictly a medical marijuana product that you're intending to produce.
Correct.
Theracan has said that the plant could bring 100 jobs to Kingsley. What kind of jobs would these be? What would people be doing?
Not jobs that anyone would usually assume. So they're professional jobs and they're high-paying jobs. We need accounting. We need office staff. We need lab technicians, drivers, security. It's pretty vast.
What portion of those 100 jobs would go to locals in Kingsley?
The majority. The only people that we're keeping on the FairCan payroll are going to be our office staff. The rest we want to outsource and work with the local community.
What kind of reaction have you received from people in Kingsley so far?
It varies. Everything from, you know, this is exactly what we need to you guys are doing the devil's work, which, again, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And that's part of the process is education, because it stereotypically has a very bad connotation with it. And I don't blame them. I've got 2 children, 1 and 3. And before I dove into this full time, I had to ask myself the question, is this how I want my children looking at their father when I grow up? And Therican is one of the few organizations I could say that's doing it the right way. It's above board, has principles and morals, and is putting a lot of thought and consideration into the impact that they're going to have.
Richard Goodman is president of U.S. operations for Therican. Mr. Goodman, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.